This is a CBC podcast.
Our brains are soft, delicate organs, and there are many ways they can become damaged. A traumatic brain injury, for example, or a stroke, or even a neurodegenerative disorder like multiple sclerosis. Typically, it takes extensive physical therapy to make even minute progress in recovering abilities such as walking that were damaged by these conditions. But now there's a new device currently being tested in clinical trials that could improve brain function for those who've suffered a loss with a simple zap of the tongue. Mitch Tyler is a researcher and senior lecturer in biomedical engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He helped develop the device known as the Portable Neuromodulation Stimulator, or PONS for short. Mr. Tyler, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
My pleasure to be here.
Tell me about this device that you're working on that improves function in damaged brains.
Well, the device is called the PONS. It's a play on words. It relates to the brain structure that we seem to be stimulating with the electrical stimuli on the tongue. It right now, the prototype that we use in the lab looks like a little Altoid box with an electrode array sticking out of it. On that little tab, it looks like a lollipop stick. There are 143 electrodes that pass tiny little pulses of a current into the tongue that then are transmitted from the tongue into the brainstem.
Wow. Well, why the tongue? I mean, what's the connection there between it and the brain?
Well, the tongue is an important interface with the brain. It's one of the first structures in the brain and in the nervous system that develops in order to help us survive. It happens to be a good interface for passing electrical stimuli into the brainstem, and it helps us excite the brain structures that we're targeting.
So what's the general idea here? You're using the tongue as a route into the brain, but what are you trying to do?
The purpose of the tongue and the stimulation is to inject tiny little stimuli, about 25 million of them over the course of a 20-minute therapy session, into the brainstem to activate the structures responsible for not only balance, posture, gait, eye movement control, but also the autonomic nervous system, the system that works in the background and controls blood pressure, heart rate, respiration, gastrointestinal function. All the things we take for granted, we don't even pay attention to, all that's keeping us alive and walking around in our environment.
Okay, well, let's take an example here. Let's suppose that I've had a stroke and I'm having difficulty moving my left arm, and I come to you. What would happen?
What we would have you do is, in a therapy session working with a physical therapist, is you would actually be participating in an active movement exercise to try to control the distance, the speed, and the force that you're trying to move your limb, and at the same time using the stimulation. And over the course of a 20-minute exercise program, we would expect to continue to challenge the brain to force it to adapt to a new functional level. And the stimulation appears to augment or amplify the effect of the physical therapy and also sustain the benefits. So over time, a cumulative benefit, the therapy is more effective than it would be if it were otherwise without the stimulation.
Oh, I see. So I'd still be doing the physiotherapy and have your device on my tongue at the same time.
Exactly. They're complementary. And so the stimulation seems to amplify or improve the effectiveness of the physical therapy. Well, it may take a long time, and it's not an easy fix, but we have seen substantial improvements in function with sustained exercise.
Well, how much quicker does it happen with your device?
Well, we have taken a lot of individuals, for example, with stroke or a traumatic brain injury, who have plateaued. They have been through all the standard physiotherapy. They're many years post-injury, and then we can take them to new levels of function that were previously unachievable. So somehow we're amplifying the effect of whatever physiotherapy that they're doing.
So how much of an improvement have you seen?
Well, it's a qualitative thing, but from a qualitative standpoint, it's dramatic. From a functional standpoint, we see individuals progressing to the point where they can start to use the limb again. We have objective measures that can quantify range of motion, speed of motion, force, and they are moving towards normal function. It's not a cure, but it is certainly improvement from where they were before after however many years that they were with this functional deficit.
Now, these improvements that you've seen, are they limited to the tasks that you had the people perform while you were stimulating their tongues?
That's the wonderful serendipity of this, is that we started out just focusing on balanced or balance and gait sort of processes and discovered that multiple processes, multiple functions within the brain were improving simultaneously. So, for example, we were focused on balance in individuals that had vestibular problems or maybe had a traumatic brain injury, and also observed that they were improving on their cognitive scores or their emotional scores, where you know their depression was lessening, they were able to speak more fluently, their memory was improved. Executive function. They could start to plan things and start to engage in conversations. These were not things we were formally training. They were purely adventitious. It's really quite surprising what's changing.
So is this a matter of re-educating the brain or retraining it on how to connect between what it wants to do and what the muscles actually end up doing?
Precisely. What seems to be going on is we're unlocking the brain's potential. The brain is plastic all the time. Every time you are learning something new, whether it's a language or an instrument or developing a new skill, the brain is, in fact, plastic. And for whatever reason, that plasticity, that ability to adapt and to grow and to improve function, seems to get stalled after a traumatic brain injury or a stroke, for example, or in neurodegenerative disorders.
So what's going on inside the brain? How can electrical signals coming from the tongue help to improve something like me trying to move my left arm?
That is the great mystery that we're trying to uncover right now, Bob. We have some hypotheses as to what's going on. We were probably, our most general characterization is that somehow we're upregulating brain function. Perhaps the stimulation is releasing neurotrophic factors that are helping the brain to sort of wake up, if you will, or to use a very simple computer analog. Maybe we're hitting the reset button.
So when do you anticipate this technology becoming available?
Well, we are in clinical trials right now at the University of Wisconsin, and it's hoped that by the end of this year, the studies will be completed, the data will be analyzed, and we'll petition for regulatory approval.
Mr. Tyler, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. It's been great to talk with you, Bob.
Mitch Tyler is a researcher and senior lecturer at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.